celebration. My dog's better than yours. My dog's bigger than your dog. My dog's smarter than yours. My dog's better 'cause he gets kennelration. My dog's better than yours.
WONY Oneonta.
Yeah.
92.9 FM, Jukebox Journey, The Fix, and One Thing Leads to Another. Johnny G along with you on a Wednesday afternoon. Well, it was on this day back in 1967, a group set a record with the release of their second album. And I think this band ought to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. More than likely, they never will be. But their second album, it went from 122 on the charts to number one, and it stayed there for 18 weeks. Can you guess who that band was? If you guess the Monkees, you're right.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. Then for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Funky bar, and I stepped outside and smoked my
Paul Simon. I think I just read he's still touring. God bless him. Late in the evening here on Jukebox Journey, Johnny G along with you. And do you remember Andy Griffith? Sure you do. He was on the Andy Griffith Show. He was Sheriff Taylor, had Opie and Barney. After that, he went on to a successful run with, what was that called, Matlock. So he had really a pretty good TV career. Before that, though, in the 50s, he was in a couple of movies. One was called No Time for Sergeants. Another one was called A Face in the Crowd. He played a character by the name of Lonesome Rhodes. In 1972, Andy Griffith went on to a morning talk show and talked about that character. And I want you to listen to this and think to yourself, does this sound familiar as to what's going on today?
It was what it was the story of a man who was an entertainer who had some power, who had access to the media, to the television,
well,
who parlayed that into a political situation.
Yeah, he became, I guess people at that time didn't think it could happen. It can happen. It can happen. And has happened at times. It might be happening now. Who knows?
Who knows?
But this was a regular, just an interesting, energetic guy at the beginning, a free kind of a man. And he discovered radio, and then he discovered television, and then he became accepted by people, and he became their folk hero. And then he started to manipulate them and tell them how to think, and they would do what he said do. And then he began to realize how much power he really had. And he started to influence the politicians, and he was about to launch this real loser into political office. When when the country discovered him by means of Patricia Neal, who played a role called Marcia, she left the audio switch open. At the end of a program, and the people actually heard what he said, and he called them sheep, and he called them that they would do exactly what he said do, and how dumb and stupid they were. Then they turned.
Yeah. can see you're thinking about the same thing. Yes, I see your expression when you're lonely. We both know there's something happening here. There's no sense in dancing around the subject of who gets worse when it's treated with.
On this day back in 1964, the Beatles made their live concert debut in the United States, and that was at the Washington Coliseum. This song was on the 12-song set.
Stand there.
Turner here on Jukebox Journey and Better Be Good to Me. Johnny G along with you on a Wednesday afternoon. So let me ask you a question. What do you do if your favorite band is not touring anymore, Well, mainly because the lead singer passed away. Well, in our case, we go see a tribute band. So I have to say happy birthday to my wife. Just celebrated her birthday yesterday, 45, right? All right, well, anyway, her son bought her tickets to this tribute concert. It was held this past weekend up in Cooperstown at the Otisaga. I'm like, all right, that's cool. Let's go check it out. So we go there, and we're getting ready to go down to the show. And my wife says, you know, we'll probably be a lot of old people there. And I said, well, we'll fit right in then. And then she said, I also heard that the band's from Long Island. I go, oh, well, that's kind of cool. So we go down to the show and go to check in. And on the table, they had this big bowl of earplugs. That's when I knew, I guess there are going to be a lot of old people here. We fit right in. So we go and we sit down. And then I said, you know what, let me go downstairs and get some refreshments. So as I'm walking down the stairs and I have my Tom Petty shirt on, a guy's walking up and he sees my shirt and he's like, wow, great shirt. Where'd you get it? So I'm telling him where I got the shirt. I said, are you in the band? Turned out this was like the Tom Petty of the band. And he says, yeah, yeah. I said, oh, great. I said, you guys are from Long Island. And he said, yeah, we're from Long Island. I said, wow, great. So am I. I said, I'm from Lindenhurst. What about you? And he looks at me for a second and he says, I can't tell you. And he walks away. And I said, all right, let's get together again real soon, buddy.
A hotel. I'll call my parents. They'll wire us some money. We can fly home and forget this entire vacation ever happened.
Honey, just relax, okay? I told you I'm not angry anymore. I'm in complete control. I'm sure they're not repairing every ride at the same time. I think they owe us a little explanation. I think they owe us a little fun, okay? Whatever happens, just trust me. Will you just trust me? Huh, kids?
Sorry, folks. Park's closed. The moose out front should have told you.
Yes, we're here to see Mr. Roy Wally.
What is your name, sir?
Clark W. Griswold.
What's this regarding, Mr. Grizzle?
We're here for public amusement relations. It's a summer inspection to a personal matter.
Ah.
Inspection.
Well, nobody notified this office of anything.
Well, I'm notifying you.
I'm afraid I'm going to need a little more than that, sir.
Okie dokie. How's this?
Clark, have you lost your mind? Where did you get that?
Sporting goods store, honey. Now you listen to me, fat ass. You do what I...
Oh,
Hostand's giving us a little shuffle here on Jukebox Journey. Well, on this day back in 1977, David Bowie released his first single from his 11th album. Went to number 2 in the UK, number 11 right here in this country. The song, Sound and Vision.
Yeah.
David Bowie, that one being Blue Jean. Well, it looks like we've run out of time once again. It's been a lot of fun. Hope you could join me again next Wednesday from noon till 2. Until then, stay warm. Have a great rest of the day. And until next Wednesday, happy trails.
Bombadida, 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 bombadida,
bombadida, bombadida,
bombadida, bombadida,
bombadida, bombadida, bombadida, bombadida,
bombadida, bombadida,
bombadida, bombadida,
bombadida, about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Still heaven, earth, and king.
Mexico.
Shakira.
What's one of your favorite memories?
That's a tough question. Well, there was this one time I went camping with my parents in a forest back when I was maybe like 8 or 9. And I can remember one night we were laying out in our hammocks and we were just, you know, watching the trees rustling in the wind above us, and we could hear the sounds of the forest all around us. Frogs singing and owls calling and the creek running nearby. It was amazing. It felt like we were a part of it all. I don't know if I do it justice trying to describe it, but I'll definitely never forget it.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit